I step into the dimly lit room of the Shady Club. My heart is pounding hard and fast, making me feel sick. The organizers have set up a stage in the center of the room with the stool and microphone on it and nothing else. I've been on stage since I was little. Dancing is my passion, but it's one of the hardest professions to make money in, the money I desperately need to help my mother. When I saw the advert online to sell your virginity to the highest bidder, I thought it was a joke. Until I found out that it's a thing. Not legal, but it happens in places like this. A few other anxious-looking girls are standing to one side, glancing around the room. None of the buyers are here yet. It's a strange sensation being in a room where everyone knows the embarrassing truth. All the girls here, including me, are virgins. A man with the clipboard approaches.
Name?
Scarlett Carmichael. I twist my fingers together nervously, wondering if I'm making a huge mistake. There's no denying that I'm desperate for the cash and have no other way of getting it. It's a life or death situation. Surely selling my virginity can't be that terrible. At least that's what I've been telling myself. This place will be crawling with the creepiest men imaginable. I repeat the same thing over and over, trying to convince myself it will be fine. It's only one night.
Come with me, please,
the man says. I follow him toward the back of the club, noticing that they dressed all the women already here in the same skimpy sheer white dress that leaves nothing to the imagination. A shudder races down my spine at the thought of wearing that in front of anyone. The man leads me into a room at the back. Three other women are stripping and dressing into the same sheer dresses. He turns around and passes me one.
Strip and put this on.
His eyes drag down my body slowly.
No underwear beneath. And then come out to stand with the rest of the girls in the club for now.
I swallow hard and take the dress. The other girls all look as terrified as me. No one is speaking as we all strip together in the small room and put on the dress that ensures the assets we're selling are on display. My stomach churns, and I can hear my best friend Kaya warning me not to do this. She would have thought I was insane if I'd suggested it to her, but I won't stand by while my mother can't pay for her medical bills. I've got something to sell that will save her life and no other way of getting the money. There was no question about doing this for her after everything she's done for me. If she knew, though, she would kill me. The man that showed me in here claps his hands behind me, making me jump.
I need all of you out here quickly. Lots of girls are waiting to dress.
There must be at least 20 women, if not more. It's hard to believe that there is such a market for a woman's virginity. Quickly, I slide the sheer dress over my head and place my clothes in my bag. I fold my arms over my chest before walking back into the club. I always refused dates with guys as I was too busy practicing dance, hoping to make it big. It's one reason I'm still a virgin at 24 years old, but not the main one. I'm struggling to make ends meet and can't afford my mother's medical bills since the doctors diagnosed her with breast cancer a month ago. She took out a high-interest loan to cover the initial costs, but repayments start soon and neither of us has the money to cover it. I'm hoping my virginity will sell for enough to clear the debt entirely and pay for more treatment. I've heard that auctions often fetch $250,000. Which is insane. The man who ushered me into the changing rooms now stands on a large stage in the center of the room, holding a microphone.
Girls, can I have your attention, please?
He says. The limited chatter in the room stops and everyone looks at him.
Thank you.
He clears his throat.
I want to explain what happens at the auction. One by one, I will call you up onto the stage so the buyers can see what is on offer. You each have a number sewn into the left corner of your dresses, and this is the number that we will call.